Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
All right, so I have two questions I want to get through in this next segment. So I'm going to really watch my time because I think both of them are really awesome questions and important ones too. This first one is about glaucoma. Okay, and if you don't know, glaucoma is increased what's called intraocular pressure. There's fluid obviously in your eye, and that fluid has to come in the eye and then get out the eye. There has to be a good drainage system, and just like in your house, if there's a pipe that's not working well, that's clogged, things back up, and you know that water that's now in your sink adds pressure to the sink itself. And in a closed system like the eye, right? It's a globe. Any increased fluid raises pressure quite significantly, and the retina and the optic nerve that's feeding the retina is very sensitive to that pressure, and it can cause a lot of damage and eventually even blindness. So here's the question. My dad has glaucoma, and she puts in parentheses, open angle. There's two types of glaucoma, open angle and closed angle. Open angle is the most common form. So my dad has open angle glaucoma with increased intraocular pressure. She put all the right words in. What supplements can he take to decrease eye pressure? Thanks for your show, Diane. Okay. Yeah, you know, the conventional treatment for this is tough. It usually, in the open angle glaucoma, they just, first of all, they just watch it. And if the intraocular pressure gets to a point that's too high, then they usually put little stents in to drain the eye better. But those get clogged up. And often what you see is people are having to go in and out of these little surgical procedures to have those little new pipes cleaned and declogged. Unfortunately, the conventional treatment is not all that great. But there are some supplements. There is some research-based supplements looking at intraocular pressure and showing some benefit. And I think the first one that comes to mind is pine bark extract. The traditional name of that in the industry is pycnogenol. Most people, I think, are familiar with this in terms of maybe like cholesterol management, blood pressure management, that kind of stuff. But pycnogenol coming from pine bark has been shown to decrease intraocular pressure. It's not powerful. It's not, it's one of those situations where if the glaucoma is caught early and you start something like pycnogenol early, maybe 10, 20 milligrams a day, you might be able to control that pressure and never have to go to that stent or surgery. But that's one option. Now, that was, to be honest with you, that was the only one on the top of my head that I could remember. So I did some more research and found, your classic pigmented antioxidants like lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin. You'll find those in most eye care products. These are naturally occurring antioxidants, and we call them pigmented because they look yellowish and reddish under a microscope, and they absorb blue light, which is the most damaging light, and they get rid of, they reflect the yellows and the reds. That's why they look yellow and red. And those antioxidants, great for, decreasing oxidative stress in the eye, which can cause macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness in people over 65. But they also have an effect of just keeping the retina healthy, the optic nerve healthy, in the context of glaucoma. I didn't really see in the research that they were decreasing intraocular pressure. I think it's just more of a protective effect because these are great eye antioxidants. Some evidence for the antioxidant EGCG found in green tea, about 1,000 milligrams a day. And obviously natural vitamin E and natural vitamin A also play a role there. And then there's a plant extract called forskolin. It's been around for decades. I guess it was popular maybe a couple decades ago, but forskolin It's just an anti-inflammatory. It has some anti antioxidant properties, and again, it's listed in a lot of medical journals, a lot of websites, natural websites, as a potential supplement for glaucoma. So pine bark, pigmented antioxidants, green tea, natural vitamin E, natural vitamin A, and forskolin. Question number two. I just like this one. This is the one, I'm going to enjoy doing this. And I'm doing this right off the cuff. I saw the question, and I just left it there, and I'm just going to answer it as best I can, right, just from my memory, from my, you know, experience. So here's the question. I saw a Facebook post by health activist David Wolf, and I'm not familiar with him, that said, quote, "Eat colors for your health." And in this post, he said, white foods are good for the immune system. Yellow foods are good for the skin elasticity. Orange foods are good for inflammation. Red foods for the heart, purple foods for the nerves, green foods for detoxification. What are your thoughts? Can you place a food with each color or compound with each color known to give that benefit? This is going to be interesting. Well, okay. The white one's easy. Mushrooms. I mean, I know not, okay. Technically speaking, not all mushrooms are white. I get it. Reishi is a classic mushroom for immune health, and it's not really white. It's actually more reddish brown. Okay. So maybe I'm not starting off all that great. But there are other white ones like Coriolis. Really cool looking mushroom that's kind of white, whitish. Coriolis has a lot of immune boosting properties, anti-cancer properties. So mushrooms in general, knowing that they're not all white. So I'm cheating a little bit, fudging it. Yellow, so apparently David Wolf said yellow foods are good for the skin. Yellow foods, wow, okay. Well, if it's good for the skin, you know, we're talking ceramides, wheat, grains. I mean, they're kind of yellowish, right? Golden. this is harder than I thought. Yellow squash. Vitamin A, you know, vitamin A is a yellowish to orangish color, so, and that's good for the skin. Orange, he says it's good for inflammation. So, you know, I that's a tougher one. You know, the orange, like the yellows, have the carotenoids. So, yeah, vitamin A is good for inflammation. You know, the orange colored foods, I would also say, because they're high in vitamin A, are going to be good for anything that has a mucosal lining. So lung and gut. Vessels, stuff like that. So, you know, inflammation within the lung, gut, or vessel, sure, yeah, orange foods, oranges, carrots. Red, heart, pomegranate, absolutely. That one's the easy one. Pomegranate, a lot of good antioxidants, good for blood pressure, improving endothelial health, which is the cell that lines the inside lining of the artery. Purple foods, nerves, you know, blueberries. Blueberries aren't blue. They're actually purple. Great for your brain, right? And so, you know, zucchinis, anything like that. The deep, dark, what look like blues are really purples. Awesome for B vitamins. There you go. That's it. That one I can do too. Green, leafy greens. You know, any leafy green is good for detox, cell health. Cruciferous vegetables, not quite the leafy greens, but still green, right? So, yeah, plant-based foods are just wonderful for proper cell division, detoxification. How about this one? Artichoke, which is kind of green. Great to decongest the liver. That's a good one. There you go. I did pretty good. All right. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.